Listen, I've probably been the most hesitant to be playing around with the Tiki Talkie, but it is now the number one social media platform out there, and it cannot be denied. So that's why I've been going all in and really maneuvering and finding out how you can make TikTok work for any business that you have without having a gajillion followers. And I have been mastering that in a big way. That's why I want to invite you to a TikTok workshop in March. You do not want to miss it. For more information, just go to rockstalks.co. Totally worth it. You'll love it. Welcome to Rocks Talks. Good to see y'all today. It is the, are we talking the 22nd? Yeah, March 22nd. It's a Friday. Hope you are just living life and the weather is good for you. Today, we're going to talk about nurse AI. That's a thing coming to a hospital near you, perhaps. We're also going to talk about Apple getting sued. Why are you messing with my Apple? Someone explain it to me. I just don't like it. And we're going to talk about Walmart. What would it take for you to be a happy shopper at Walmart, to willingly go into Walmart? Walmart's trying different things to get you there. And a little follow-up on, but today, yeah, we're going to actually start with a follow-up from what we talked about yesterday. I was talking about Uber and Lyft, and Julie wrote in, who is a Minneapolis resident, and she shared just another take on the whole Lyft and Uber. If you recall, they're saying they're going to leave because Minneapolis City Council said they need to pay. They passed a bill saying they passed a law or mandate or whatever they call it, and that they need to pay them more. Well, apparently, Minnesota's governor says they're going to make a law that overrides Minneapolis's ordinance. It's probably ordinance. Because that's just wrong that they're doing that. And it was interesting. I was watching the video and I had agreed with a lot of it. I think it was called the 1 minute something or other. Anyhow, what I agreed with was that, and he referenced the thing I told you about with Austin yesterday. And what I agree with is like, why are Minnesotans complaining that Minneapolis City Council wants to increase the wages of Uber and Lyft drivers? Is that such a bad thing? And Uber and Lyft has a right to leave. If they want to leave, they'll probably come back. They always come back. That's what they did. The cat coming back the very next day. In Austin, they might leave for a little while, but ultimately, they can probably afford to pay them a little bit more. They can figure that out. And is that really a bad thing? I don't know. We'll see. You know, at the end of the day, if they leave and they do pull out, some other ride type of company will come in, and where taxis will live again. You know, it's still a thing. There's still taxis. Although I wonder how they survive, but there's still taxis. Okay, so I have to say, I know how I feel about this, but this is something, and I want to get this so accurate for you because it is so disturbing. But it's this. So apparently there is a company called Hippocratic AI, and they offer a roster of beautifully airbrushed AI nurses. Yes, AI nurses, as in robots, as in the computers, the machines are taking over, which I believe is happening. That only costs $9 an hour. Now, these nurses, and I don't even want to call AI nurses, I don't want to insult nurses by saying they're nurses, replace humans. Oh my gosh, I can't even with this. In areas of patient care that can be done virtually. Some examples are, and there's more than, I guess, 40 healthcare providers that are leaning into this and currently using this technology. Help us all. So they do non-diagnostic patient-facing work that they consider low risk, like post-op check-ins. That's low risk. Nutritional guidance or pharmacy calls. Y'all, I can't even with this nonsense. This is their answer to the fact that there's a nursing issue and a nursing crisis. How about make conditions better for nurses so they don't get burnout and they don't want to leave? Just a thought. Or we could just say, forget them, we'll replace you with computers. Are we serious? This is not going to solve anyone's problem. And then we also must remember, oh my gosh, you're giving, I can't. And the computers can hear me, so I really shouldn't. Speaking of computers, you know, your iPhone is a computer, right? And 60% of the population in the U.S. actually have over 60% have iPhones. 20% of the U.S. or the international market has iPhones. Well, the Department of DOJ is suing Apple, which I guess I shouldn't be surprised because they've sued Google. They sued, who else they sued? They sued all the big ones. They sued Google. They sued Meta. They sued somebody else. What's the other big ones? They've sued all the big ones. So why am I surprised? But here we are. Maybe Amazon. I don't quote me on that, but they've sued all the big ones. Now it's like they're getting their stones, their infinity stones. Now they're suing Apple, saying Apple caused monopoly because Apple doesn't play nicely with other gadgets. So for example, if you're an Android, you know, or if you know someone who's an Android, my husband, I'm married to an Android. He's lucky because that alone should be enough to like, but I love him. So like if I send him a text, it's in green, it's not blue and it's grainy. And they're saying that that causes people to, it forces people to have Apple product. And I guess there's a point where the CEO, out of context, said, hey, if you want to solve that problem, then buy your mom an iPhone. I'm Apple through and through. I spent the night, like, literally in line waiting for new products back when that was a thing. So you can't, I'm team Apple all the way. I hope they win this. It seems ridiculous. They're allowed to make products that connect nicely with each other and don't play nice with others. That's not their problem. That's called making an Apple stratosphere. An Apple, like, what am I trying to say? The word, like an Apple biome. Now that might be partly a definition of a monopoly, but I, Jimmy crack corn and I don't care. It's probably not even a good phrase. Forget I said that. I don't even know the origin of it, but I'm sure it's not that great. Remember the song, but even that, when I think of the next words, I'm like, huh, wonder what that was about. Things we didn't know that we were saying as little kids. Okay, so yeah. That's happening. Also of note, Walmart. Now, I'm going to tell you, gosh, I feel like it's kind of ranty today. I am not a fan of Walmart. When I say I'm not a fan of Walmart, I mean I am not a fan of Walmart. I'm not someone who's never been to Walmart and too bougie to Walmart. I've gone to Walmart since I was a young warthog. And in college, we'd go in Waco, we'd go to the Super Walmart. And we'd go at different times. We might go at night. And one of my biggest complaint, consistent complaint about Walmart is the fact that when you go to Walmart, there's always a line. We would go at 10, 11 o'clock at night because that's what you do it as a college student. There'd be no one in this big Super Walmart store. But when it came time to check out, there was always a line. Other complaint, which I hate to make this one because it's just not nice. But I was just ranting with my sister about this because my sister is now a Walmart convert. She never liked Walmart for reasons similar to mine, but then these influencers she keeps following, they keep talking about Walmart, the fines, Walmart, this, Walmart, that. And she's like, I've embraced it. I'm like, Rochelle, but it's such a bad experience. She's like, it's a horrible experience. I said, I can't do it. So I finally went in the other day because I needed to get some batteries. And I'm like, okay, I'll go to the Walmart. I'll get the batteries. I need to get them for the thing. And I walk in there. I'm just like psyching myself up. Like, you can do this. Rochelle's been saying, go to Walmart, go to Walmart. There are two Walmart employees standing in the front, like greeters, talking to each other, having a good time. And I said, excuse me, hi. They're like, yes. They're like, yeah. Yeah. I'm like, where do I find, I need batteries. And I was something else I needed. And they're like, over there. They didn't even point, over there. I'm like, over there. Okay. Do you realize that over there in a big store, I said, I'm sorry, where, can you be a little, like, where? Oh, in the back of the store. Then they start, but they're so annoyed that I have to ask them where something is. And I said to myself, Roxanne, you are not enduring going to the back corner of this store. The last thing I want to be is in the deepest part of this store that I am not enjoying. The aesthetic, ugh, anyway. And I can't even get help from the two creators who are sitting there in the front of the store. I said, forget this. I got the batteries that were right in the front. And then I went, and of course, there was a line. Now, mind you, it was self-checkout, but there's still a line, and there's not anyone helping these people who really didn't know how to do the self-checkout. I was like, this is why I don't like you, Walmart. Well, Walmart wants us to like them. Walmart is realizing that people are trying to be more economical about what they're spending money on, especially with is it inflation, isn't it? Is it not? Is it? You can debate that. I'm not going to debate that. But with rising prices. So they are getting bougie. Walmart is rolling out luxury items and allegedly better lighting and allegedly better aesthetic in some Walmart stores to try and get you to go in there. My question to you is, would you go? I'm curious. Would you go to Walmart if they had some brand names? They're doing like Reebok, they're doing Adidas, they're going to get some other things in there, some brand names, which I don't know that Reebok and Adidas are luxury, but those were some examples. And if they're supposed to have some like nice Mario Badescu skincare and some other things, would you go to Walmart? I'm going to tell you, I have a better chance of going to Walmart because my sister keeps saying, you got to try it, than actually go to Walmart. But every time I go, it's a bad experience, even when I'm looking for a good experience. And that is why Walmart, you're going to have to do a lot to get me in the store. It's funny because I work with brands, right? And I do content creation. And whenever they're like, yeah, we want you to do this product, and when you sure you got it at Walmart, I'm like, I'm sorry, I can't. Because that's not authentic to me unless something changes and I would let you know. And also, I would not want to send someone to a store to get a horrible experience. I told you it was kind of ranty. Walmart, they just don't do it. This is why Target had the rise that Target did, because Target realized, let's cater to the females. Let's make it more of an experience. And Walmart said, no, we're going low cost, which is fine. That is fine. But the experience doesn't have to be crappy. I mean, look at Home Depot and Lowe's. Home Depot was the first and was really geared towards men. It's orange. And so what did Lowe's do? Lowe's said, let's cater to females. It's still a big warehouse sale with a bunch of stuff for your house, but we're going to make it a little bit different. I remember learning about this case study back when I was in college, in B school. And so they did. They made it a little more appealing. They made it blue. The aisles, while they're very similar, the setup is a little bit more aesthetically pleasing to the feminine energy. And I like it. And it's funny because Scott's always like, I like Lowe's better. I'm sure you do, because he's Meathead meets Metro. That's my guy. So I think that you can have both. But can you imagine if Home Depot's like, we're going to go blue. We're going to change our logo and we're going to try and appeal. You know, Lowe's had more like some products like tools for women. They did some things initially to just kind of like woo the women. You can either be good in your niche and just own your niche, or you can decide to try and go at it. That's fine. But I'm just saying Walmart has a lot of work to do, because I don't think they've been rolling this out in all stores. They're choosing certain stores where they're going to have, oh, we're going to have special truffle oil and things like that. That's all well and good. But even to say that out loud, what if you're not at a Walmart near me? I go in there and go, yep, still bad experience. Still bad experience. It's going to be 5 more years. It's like I'm like a groundhog when it comes to have a bad experience. I'm like, all right, it'll be 7 more years till I try it again. It'll be sooner than that, but you get me. I just can't with the Walmart. And I know there's a savings, but you pay for the savings. You pay for the savings with a bad experience, with it takes more time, with it messes with your energy. And I just don't know that my energy or my time is worth the bad experience. If you know of a good Walmart and you try, let me know. But man, oh man, the Walmart's not Martin for me. We'll see. Again, my sister weekly is like, you gotta try it. I'm like, maybe I'll try there's certain like groceries and things that they have that I guess only they have. Some brands, like Real Foods, it's a known brand, but I don't think you can get their frozen like cooked chicken anywhere but Walmart. So what I'm considering doing is going ahead and ordering it online. And maybe the delivery process, but just knowing them, I'd go there to pick it up. And they'd be like, oh, sorry, you got to get it yourself. I'm like, mother of a biscuit maker. Okay, I'm done. All right, the weekend is going to be a great one for you and for me. I just feel it. I woke up, I'm like, it's all laying out well. Have a wonderful weekend. By the way, P.S. by the way, I almost forgot to tell you. Remember I told you I had that super secret meeting with that super secret company that I often partner with because I love them? Well, the meeting was lit, as the kids would say. And if you're not on my email list, please, you want to get on it, because on Tuesday, I can't announce it yet, but on Tuesday, there's going to be something really cool for everyone on my email list, and there's going to be even cooler things coming. I'm super excited about it. So just letting you know, stay tuned. The good is going to be really good. if you are a social seller, if you do affiliate marketing, if you do any type of side hustle at all, if you have an Etsy shop, any of those things, website, coaching, whatever, you're going to want to see what I have to show you on Tuesday. All right. I will see you later. Go be great. Bye, everybody.